When there is tragedy, the world is paved with good intentions. And of course, notwithstanding the fact that the Assembly's had its own difficulties, I don't think there's any logical reason why we shouldn't have legislation in place now to protect people who are increasingly dependent on the private sector for housing. We don't actually have any compulsory checks of any kind relating to gas, electricity or fire. And that's not acceptable in this day and age.
What's the delay here? Because it would seem fairly straightforward, introduce legislation, set up a regulatory framework, set up a supervisory framework, and away you go.
It's so simple that it defies logic as to why it hasn't happened. But certainly the questions, five questions tabled by myself, does lay on the table what needs to be done, and hopefully it will be done before the end of this mandate that expires next March. That's certainly a tight schedule, but it is worrying for people, whether they're in Derry or Donegal or anywhere else. They are increasingly going into the private sector for accommodation because social housing is becoming almost as scarce as hen's teeth. And people need to be protected, and they're not. And while most landlords are very good, some are not, and it's the ones that are not that the legislation is required for.